Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Institute for Personal Development, Kriya Yoga Ashram, where total consciousness is the new frontier.
Kriya Yoga is union of the individual with the divine. Join us as we explore the practices to initiate this process.
Good morning. Welcome to the Voice of Yoga. Let's Talk Consciousness. I am your hostess, Lisa Winton, and with me is Kenny Toy, also known as Swami Jayananda, founder of the Institute for Personal Development, located here in Hampton, New Hampshire. Good morning, Swami. Thank you for being here today. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing pretty good today. How about you?
Well, I'm doing great today, too. Thanks for asking. And we want to thank all of you for tuning in. So today on The Voice of Yoga, we will talk about the full moon, which is 19 degrees Virgo, 37 minutes, on March 9th, 2020 at 1:48 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And Mars conjunct the solar eclipse of January 1st, 2019 at 15 degrees Capricorn, 25 minutes. What the new moon promises, the full moon delivers. In this show, we will discuss the divine idea of the movement of the celestial bodies. Listen as we explore what surrounds us is within us, hiding in the invisible and tangible divine presence. Purity is revealed when divine mind moves into its rightful position as the mind of humanity. Welcome to the Voice of Yoga. We are talking consciousness. Join the Kriya Yoga Spiritual Advance to get the light in your soul and live from the truth of being. So, Swami, the topic of today's program is Full Moon in Virgo Brings Purity. I want you, let's break that down if we could.
Yeah, that full moon's going to happen today at 1:48 p.m. And purity in Kriya Yoga is really our ability to think, feel, say, and do one and the same thing. And divine mind is too pure to behold iniquity. That spirit is pure, and it's not a mix of good and bad, but it is absolute goodness. Here today with this moon in Virgo, that I think is going to be the major theme that we want to try and understand.
So that was my next question to ask you is, what does Virgo have to do with the full moon this time around? What does it have to do with purity?
Virgo is the sign of health, work, and service. And when we're doing the salutations, the attribute that is associated with Virgo, when the sun is in Virgo, it is cleanliness. The idea of purity and maintenance, and also with regard to how we're thinking, the modes of mortal thought, which correspond with Gemini, Virgo, and Sagittarius. Gemini is the lower mind, Virgo is the mid mind, which is human intelligence, our ability to use our mental functions, perception, reason, memory, intuition. Sagittarius is the higher mind, which is the collective consciousness. The direction that we want to go here is we want to look at what is the divine idea of astrology. What is that part of astrology that is too pure to behold iniquity? And what we found is that anything that relies on contrast, anything that is verifiable through our senses. So we're trying to rise above and change how we're thinking from these modes of mortal thought to thinking with divine mind. We're trying to rise above sense level living at this point, that we recognize that anything that is verifiable in our senses is divided. It's in part. And so pure consciousness, absolute consciousness, and total consciousness is beyond duality. It's the unified state of being. From that perspective, everything is whole, complete, and fulfilled.
when you were talking about cleanliness, it made me think of that saying, cleanliness is next to godliness. So are we talking about cleanliness of mind?
Well, I think it's even beyond that. It's cleanliness of spirit, that we want to be pure of spirit, that we want to be of one mind, not a belief in two powers, but a belief in just the one divine life that is here, and it is the only life. Coming back to the divine idea of astrology is found in what surrounds us is within us. They also say in astrology, as above, so below. See, science began with the observation of nature, and astrology was the mother of science. Or can I say empirical science? What makes astrology a spiritual science that it becomes an epistemic tool that we can use by using what is visible and tangible to reveal what is invisible and intangible? Because that's the thing that we're really looking for, is we want to understand this mind of God. We want to understand how this divine mind thinks. We're using what's visible and tangible to help us understand what is invisible and intangible.
Well, you had mentioned the mid-mind a few minutes ago. Now, if we're operating from the mid-mind, is that going to allow us to be able to access this divine mind?
Well, to answer your question, no. Just like it says in the Bible that we have to take no thought, that we really have to stop thinking humanly, which means that we really move out of the personal sense of our personal mentality, which is operating from the changing conditions where we're forming thoughts and opinions based on information that's coming in through our five senses. We want to forsake all of that human thinking for this divine knowing, that we want to know this truth, that there is but one mind. And it is not thinking in terms of the rational, but it is thinking in terms of the absolute, that it is seeing everything whole, complete. It is seeing the past, the present, and the future all at once. That it is not just here and there, but it is here everywhere.
Well, you had also said earlier about using astrology, the spiritual signs, as a tool from what is visible and tangible to reveal what is invisible and intangible. So are we talking about this divine mind would be the invisible and intangible?
Right. The divine mind is the changeless state of being. And astrologically, the closest thing that we can find to represent that are the fixed stars. That the fixed stars, they move very little. But then we also are working with the planets. And then we're also, astrology is associated with the movement of these celestial bodies and how it affects what's happening on Earth. And so now, rather than working with just what's happening on Earth and the movement of the celestial bodies, we also want to try and start to work with the changeless state of being, which is really the truth of our being, that is what is the only thing that is real. It's the only thing that is self-existent. It's the only thing that has genuine power in this universe.
So what can we say would be like the intention of the divine idea of astrology?
Right. And the intention is to know the truth. There's only one divine life and it's spiritual, not material. The way that we come to this is by asking the question, what is my level of consciousness? Am I material? Am I mental? Or am I spiritual? And how would I know the difference? By using the testimony of your five senses, It gives you information to let you understand how we are thinking. And if we can transcend these mortal modes of thinking and then start to shift into using your mind as an avenue of awareness for the presence of divine mind, which would be represented by Pisces, because divine mind holds the template for perfect creation. So basically, we're just trying to stop thinking humanly, and we're trying to let this divine mind express itself through us, which will give us the optimal return on our efforts.
Well, you had asked the question before, like, what is my level of consciousness? Am I material, mental, or spiritual? And I can honestly say that depending on the day or what's going on throughout the day or the day of the week, I mean, I have been all three of those in the same day, I think.
Right. A lot of us, sometimes we don't even understand what it would look like. I mean, basically, the question that we usually say is, what is it that I desire? What is it that I am using to validate myself? What is it that I long for? And if it is something that is visible and tangible, you would come under the definition of somebody who was material. If you liked words and thoughts and ideas and things of that nature, then you could be considered mental. But if you were attracted and desired this invisible, intangible void or nothing, that would make you spiritual.
Well, I'd like to talk about reflection. Like, we know the moon is the reflection of the sun. That's what we see when it's bright. So is that like a metaphor for the reflection of us and this divine idea?
Right. That's that whole thing of principle and idea. The moon reflects the sun. And what's important for us to start to know about that is this: the sun is the only thing that really has light. That the moon does not generate any kind of illumination. The moon can only reflect, whereas the sun generates its own power. And so the sun would be the symbol for the self-existent. That would be the one tangible image that we use to represent this divine presence.
But if we can talk more about, you had said that the moon in Virgo is the mid-mind level of mortal thought, which is human intelligence. So we want to go from human intelligence to this divine intelligence. And then you are talking about how we think is what we become. So we need to really take stock of what it is that we're thinking throughout the day, almost on a 24/7 basis.
Yeah. And basically what we're trying to do here is we're trying to let go of the reins. We're really trying to stop trying and striving and planning and just letting this divine intelligence express itself through us, that you let divine mind take over the scientific government of your being. It's a very different mode of operation. It's very different from what we are typically accustomed to doing, because most of us are working with my will. Once we are on this path and we start to forsake this personal sense of who I am, and we start to assume spiritual identity, then we could start to be under the government of thy will, which has the power. That's the self-existent power of this universe, is found in that divine will.
Well, I think we're going to pause right here to hear a word from our sponsors. So listeners, we'll be back with you in just a few moments.
Creo
Yoga Theory 2 is a unique and revolutionary practice and forum designed to facilitate the growth process in human development. Apotheosis is a real experience and has an evidence procedure. You cannot lead someone to permanent change by doing for them what they must do themselves. Personal accountability and responsibility are the foundation of Kriya Yoga Theory 2. You must be engaged and devoted. Prana power brings virtue to overcome fear, wisdom to overcome ignorance, purpose to overcome selfishness, enthusiasm to overcome laziness. Kriya Yoga is a path of action, knowledge, and devotion. These sessions are a celestial positioning system to guide the individual into union with the divine. For more information or to sign up for your next session online, go to www.ipdtransform.com. Namaste. Welcome back. For those of you just joining us, you're listening to The Voice of Yoga, and we are talking consciousness. Swami, I wonder if you can talk more about the full moon being this cosmic representation for divine principle and idea.
Yeah, again, that's what we were talking about, that the principle has the power, and the sun is the principle. The sun is the light, and the moon reflects it, which really kind of represents that relationship between divine mind and man. The human is the reflection of the divine. What is meant by that word reflection there is mind considering its own content, which brings us into that Christian concept of I and the Father are one. That it is both principle and idea. And so the full moon gives us full visibility of this very deep metaphysical concept that if we can start to use your mind as a mirror, because that's how we start to see the truth of our being, is that the mirror effect of consciousness is what is seemingly looking outward is really looking inward. And so what we had said earlier, what surrounds us is within us. And so as we start to reflect on this divine mind, this divine presence, and we can start to see that we are the reflection of this perfect mode of creation. It becomes a practical guide for highly effective living.
Is that what you mean when in the summary we said what surrounds us is within us, hiding in the invisible, intangible divine presence? Because that's basically what you're saying. I think that is what we're doing. We're hiding from our divine source.
Right. And I like the way the Bible says it. The Bible says that ye are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. For us to really come out of this false sense of who we are, and starting to use the astrology as a tool to help us experience this revelation where we actually come out of this false sense of being a mortal, finite creature into the truth of our being as an eternal spiritual being, rather than something that is mortal and has an expiration date. We are the expression of this indestructible principle.
Well, looks like we have a quote here from Robert Louis Stevenson, and maybe this could be a good time to talk about that.
Yeah, Robert Louis Stevenson said, "Quiet minds cannot be perplexed or frightened, but go on in fortune or misfortune at their own private pace, like a clock during a thunderstorm." Now here, we're learning how to use the astrology to give the mind a secure platform to rest in and maintain quiet and stability instead of being overstimulated by the changing conditions of our personal mentality so that we can maintain this stability in spite of the changing appearances.
And so when we're talking about this particular full moon in Virgo, is that going to put us in that particular place?
Well, to answer your question, the moon doesn't do it for you. You really have to attune yourself to this consciousness. There is no life, truth, intelligence, or substance in matter. And so any power that we were to give anything that is appearing in our senses just relies on belief. But for us to move beyond belief into the realms of faith and finally into the realm of understanding, spiritual understanding, puts us in a position where we can actually start to demonstrate the presence of divine law over the appearance of material law.
Swami, earlier you had mentioned about the moon in Virgo is the mid-mind level of mortal thought. And then before we were, and then also you were talking about how we think is what we become. So how do we work that into what we're talking about here?
Yeah, see, the mid-mind is human intelligence. That's where we're using our mental functions, perception, reason, memory, intuition, and we're working with the testimony of our senses. Now, the key thought here is we're living in the world of a false consciousness in which we think that our thoughts are real. That's why it's of the utmost importance that we start to understand reality from a multi-perspective level, and then at the same time to recognize that beyond thoughts, beyond material sense, is this divine universe, this spiritual universe, which is absolutely perfect, whole, and complete right here and right now. And so we don't really want to manage our false sense of existence here. We want to use the astrology as a spiritual tool to help us rise above sense level living and start to assume spiritual identity, because that's where all the benefit is going to be found.
And I see that you have in the notes here where it says, it is of the utmost importance to put spirit in its rightful position of importance, and that is first. I know what you've always taught in your yoga classes is to put God first.
Right. And again, learning to perceive everything from a multi-level perspective is an epistemic tool. Everything in Kriya Yoga is thrice compounded. So you've got the physical appearance, you've got the mental thoughts, and you've got the spiritual fact. And like you said, it is of the utmost importance to build everything from spirit. When spirit is cause, creation is perfect. Now, typically what we do is we rely more on the physical and the mental, and then we put the spirit way in the background. But when you do that, you're in the trap because you're hypnotized. You have a belief in two powers. You're not accepting the truth of your being. You are identifying with this mortal, corporeal, finite, physical existence, which isn't real.
Now, would you say that would be one of the first things that we have to do is really understand and know that this is not real in order for us to move forward mentally and spiritually?
Right. But at the same time, you have to understand what is real. Because this isn't just about denial of possibly what's happening in your five sense experience. What it really is it's about learning how to demonstrate this truth of being, working more from the fixed stars than the movement of the planets, and also starting to see that the association between what's going on in the planets and what's happening in your external experience on the planet is just your thought about what is really here. For us to move beyond that mental barrier, which the Bible calls the glass darkly, that veil that prevents us from seeing the truth of our being. And so even say, for example, I mean, this solar eclipse that happened in January 5th, 1919, at 15 degrees Capricorn, 25 minutes, Mars is conjuncting it, which is a trigger. That means is that whatever happened on January 5th in 1919 is going to be set off for you. And so you not only have the full moon, which is the delivery day for the new moon, but also now you have this trigger for an eclipse that happened last January. And typical astrology makes an association between the movement of the planets and the appearance on Earth, but it's not taking into account the changeless state of being found in the fixed stars. And so the more that we work with this truth of our being, that we are an eternal spiritual being, then we're no longer controlled by these material rules, these material beliefs that most of us have been working with for all of these centuries.
Regarding the full moon that's coming up then this afternoon, how would you recommend that we get the most benefit out of these celestial bodies today?
Well, to me, there's no such thing as bad energy, just energy that's wrongly used. So if there is anything that you can get from this full moon that will break any kind of inertia for you, that to me is a positive thing. But what we're really trying to do here is we're trying to graduate from material beliefs and material values into spiritual understanding. That we really want to know we are beyond time, we're beyond space, we're beyond any of the mortal limitations that most of us have been accepting. We are the expression of this divine mind, that we are the expression of an indestructible principle. And by us accepting our immortality, by us identifying with the invisible, intangible presence that we are, it shifts us from being under the government of material law, the law of karma and the cycle of death and rebirth, and moves us into liberation under the government of divine law.
Well, we're going to start breaking down our show for today. So listeners, be sure to visit the website www.ipdtransform.com. And then once you're there, you'll see the fading banner. When you see the Blog Talk Radio show, click that on. That's going to bring you right to the radio show catalog page. And so with that, Swami, do you have any of the final thoughts about today's program?
Well, I would like to encourage everybody to take advantage of this moon and the promises that it will bring you. And with that, namaste.
Thank you for listening to our program, The Voice of Yoga. This is Lisa Winton, along with Swami Jayananda. We'll be signing off. Have a wonderful Kriya Yoga kind of day. Namaste.